KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school basketball play last night, girls 1A and 2A regional action continued last evening. Class 1A regional quarterfinals game heard here on KJAN. It was Exira EHK making quick work of Coon Rapids Bayard. 66-37 the final. Also, Glidden-Ralston advances with a 54-35 win over Cam. Adair Casey wins over Stanton, 63-28. Kingsley Pearson downing Charter Oak Ute, 61-32. Westwood beat Woodbine, 69-29. MMC over Arweva, 65-58. Bedford, a winner over Lamoni, 59-31. Mount Air beat Murray, 49-40. Ankeny Christian Academy over Orient Maxburg, 53-48. Essex downing Nishnabotna, 49-30. Fremont Mills defeats Sydney 61-23. Those winners in 1A all advancing. In 2A regional quarterfinal round play last night, it was Logan Magnolia beating Hinton 66-64. St. Albert topping Maple Valley 42-23. Panorama, a winner over Madrid 74-25. IKM Manning over Underwood 74-43. Interstate 35 beat Nottoway Valley 39-34. And it was Trainer advancing 48-37 over Tri-Center. Those winners in 2A all advancing last night. In boys' regular season basketball in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan edging Creston 52-50, while Lewis Central beat Glenwood 61-51. Also, Bishop Heland Catholic boys, a winner over Thomas Jefferson 73-40. Well, the 13th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women had no answer for Amanda Zahui B. in a 93-80 loss at Minnesota. The Gopher center poured in 39 points and hauled down a Big Ten record 29 rebounds.
She's an incredibly strong player. She was just shooting over us. It was their three-point shooters, though, that really got going to begin with. Carly Wagner hits four threes in the first half. And, you know, when you've got shooters shooting that well from three-point range, they shot 67% from three-point range. There's no help you can give Beth inside.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says Minnesota's perimeter shooting opened up that inside game.
We wanted to zone, but we could not do that when they're shooting so well from three-point range, and we just didn't get out on their shooters. I mean, it's our defensive intensity and a rebounding problem definitely tonight.
Samantha Logic led the Hawkeyes with 28 points and 13 assists. Iowa falls to 12-3 in the Big Ten. They'll visit Ohio State on Saturday. The Iowa State women outscored Oklahoma 14-6 in overtime as they post an 84-70 win in Ames. As the Cyclones square their Big 12 record at 7-7, Bryn Williamson led the Cyclones with 24 points, and Nikki Moody added 22.
This was one of the first games, to be honest with you, where from start to finish, every minute, our seniors acted and played like Iowa State seniors. I thought Nikki and Bryn and Fallon were really good. That has not always been the case for a lot of reasons, but I thought all three of those guys were tremendous.
That's ISU coach Bill Fenley. The Cyclones led by 15 in the second half before the Sooners roared back.
Certainly a game that means a lot to our team. Gets us to 7-7, keeps us in a tie for third probably in the league, and break a little bit of a losing streak, and a lot of great things to talk about. But certainly the most important thing was the effort of our team, the effort of our seniors, and certainly a phenomenal effort by our crowd.
Iowa State defeating Oklahoma in overtime in women's college hoops. In men's college basketball, Kentucky has among the most storied programs in college basketball, but the Wildcats never opened a season 26-0 until last night. Devin Booker had 18 points and 7 rebounds as the top-ranked Wildcats hammered the Volunteers 66-48 at Tennessee. 10th-ranked Notre Dame beat Wake Forest 88-75. It was number 13 Wichita State, 84-62 over Southern Illinois. 17th-ranked Oklahoma, 71-69 over Texas. Also last night, 20th-ranked Baylor, a 54-49 win over Texas Tech. And number 25 VCU defeating St. Louis, 74-54. The 14th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones hope history will repeat itself when they visit Oklahoma State in Big 12 play. A year ago, the Cyclone men claimed a triple overtime thriller in Stillwater.
It was an important win for our team because it showed us that we can win on the road. It showed us that we can come back and win when the odds are stacked up against you. And that's important for your team to do. And it's something where if you can go out and get a big win like that, you can beat anybody. You know, so hopefully, again, I want our guys to give ourselves a chance at the end of the game on Wednesday. And then we need to make plays down the stretch.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says the Cyclones have to take care of the ball against the Cowboys.
They do a good job with that, and they've got, you know, guys, again, that have good length. Another thing, you got to be a little selective when you go to the rim on Coppins, because if he blocks a shot, a lot of times that ignites a fast break for their team.
Iowa State is 8-4 in the Big 12, 18-6 overall. Oklahoma State is 7-6 in the league and 17-8 overall. Well, the College Basketball Hall of Fame has announced its eight newest selections. Two-time All-American John Havlicek, Indiana star Quinn Buckner, and longtime coach Lou Henson are among the newest class to be enshrined November 20th in Kansas City. Other members of the Hall class of 2015 are former Kansas State star Ronaldo Blackman, North Carolina All-American Charlie Scott, Long Beach State standout Ed Ratliff, Dayton coach Don Donaher, and Langston coach C. Felton Zip Gales. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs released wide receivers Donnie Avery and A.J. Jenkins on Tuesday as they began to clear roster and salary cap space ahead of what could be a busy offseason. Kansas City is facing the loss of All-Pro linebacker Justin Houston and center Rodney Hudson in free agency. The Chiefs are expected to meet with Houston's representatives about a long-term deal on Wednesday in Indianapolis, and the possibility remains of using the franchise tag on him. Either way, the Chiefs could be facing some difficult financial choices if they want to keep Houston or Hudson or both. Releasing Avery and Jenkins saved the Chiefs nearly $5 million, though it makes targeting a wide receiver in free agency or the draft a definite priority. One key figure in the Biogenesis scandal apologized Tuesday. The other one was sentenced. Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez has issued a 5-paragraph handwritten apology for the mistakes that led to my suspension without detailing specifics about his use of performance-enhancing drugs. He apologized to team officials in person during a meeting at the ballpark on February 10th. They suggested that he hold a news conference before the start of spring training this Friday and offered the use of Yankee Stadium, but Rodriguez declined. Rodriguez admitted in court documents that he used PEDs. A-Rod is linked to Anthony Bosch, the Biogenesis founder, who's been sentenced Tuesday to 4 years in federal prison after pleading guilty in October to one count of conspiracy to distribute. Bosch posed as a doctor and accepted thousands of dollars a month to provide steroid injections to players such as Rodriguez and Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers. The Biogenesis findings led to Rodriguez's suspension. And where were you 35 years ago today? Probably listening to Al Michaels talk about a miracle. It's been more than 3 decades since his landmark goal became the centerpiece of the U.S. Olympic hockey team's Miracle on Ice, but for 60-year-old Mike Iruzioni, it still seems like only yesterday. Iruzioni says he's doing something every week that's associated with 1980, the year he scored a game-winning goal against the Soviet Union in the medal round at the Lake Placid Winter Olympics. It was a bunch of college kids matched up against one of the best teams in hockey history. The United States triumphed with an improbable comeback 35 years ago. The U.S. defeated the Soviets 4-3 on Iruzioni's 30-foot shot midway through the third period to deprive them of what likely would have been their 6th gold medal in 7 Olympics. The U.S. then clinched the gold by rallying past Finland 4-2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.